The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Good
Thursday.
Morning.
I might have to start paying Trish.
Oh, gosh, no, because then I would be required to be here every Thursday without fail and all that.
Well, that's true.
Well, there you go. Well, and yeah, as long as I'm just,
as long as you can say, call me up and go, I'm not going to be there.
I think I've done that, what, twice? And
oh, not a lot. Well,
you have 12 years.
You have vacations and stuff, yeah, like that. Sure. I mean, you have a life outside here.
That, you know, that's true. I retired a few years back.
That's true. Okay. Hey, Liam's at the helm there, and I can tell you what national day it is. How about that?
What national day is it?
Panda Day.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Well, the reason I knew that was that they updated my Edge or whatever this stuff is on my computer. And now, where it didn't used to be, there's a little, it's a picture of a panda right down at the bottom. And it says National Day. It's National Panda Day.
So now you've got to figure out what's missing that wasn't there before.
Oh, no, it's not what's missing. It's the things they add that you have no idea what
I
they
know,
do.
I
That's
know.
Right. So, yeah. Good morning, Liam. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
You're doing good. So, did you, somebody said the water under the 44 bridge on Cow Creek was almost, it was almost touching the bottom of the bridge.
It was. And so, I mean, it's fine now. But
you know, the one going out on toward Palisade Drive?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But 2 days ago, the water was like 3 feet from the back of everyone's properties.
Yeah.
So
all the way down the river, all the way through down. Anderson.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Anderson flooded.
Major issues with the acid canal.
Now, who?
Who's responsible?
Yeah, that was the question. Who's responsible for keeping the acid canal clean?
Gosh, I don't know. You think maybe it's acid?
I would think that.
Gee, I'm thinking. And maybe some, yeah, a lot of conversation going on there. That was kind of a real issue. We were actually in the middle of trying to have a fire protection board of directors meeting, our weekly meeting or monthly meeting, when all of that was breaking loose and command center and flooding and breaches and water everywhere and South Street. So it was interesting, but it's all under control. And unfortunately, the Public Works Department, PG&E, in the midst of all that, we had a transformer blow in a building next to the fire department and there was an engine thing underneath the building that was on fire. So PG&E, gas fire. So PG&E was all dealing with that at the same time we were dealing with the rest of that. So
wow.
Yeah, it was an interesting board meeting.
What's the weather look like?
It's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 64 and a low of 38 and clear. On Friday, increasing clouds, a high of 65 and a low of 42. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 65 and a low of 48. Showers likely Saturday night. And Sunday, we're looking for showers, a high of 58, a low of 46. And Monday, a chance of rain, a high of 57 and a low of 43. Tuesday, rain, Tuesday night rain, Wednesday rain, and kind of looking like that for a few days. And that's good. Hopefully, we continue to get the rain. I'm okay if we don't get any more snow down low. I could deal with that. I'm kind of done with the white fluffy stuff in my yard. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Nice Anderson-owned business.
Yeah. Okay. We've got a full show today, and we're starting off with the Reading Rodeo and the City Council at the same time. And you're kind of thinking, okay, what's that got to do with it? But our guests today are Cindy Schoenholtz. Did I get close?
That's close, yeah.
Okay. Who is the new general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association. And for people who haven't heard that before, it's like, huh? And of course, City Councilman is here with us today, Mark Mazzano. Good morning, Mark. You what? Always look spiffy, man.
Carl, is this new? This
rodeo.
It's rodeo.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's pointing at the mustache on my lip that I'm trying to grow.
I don't know that I've ever seen that, but it's not Tom Selleck quality, but it's looking good.
You know, it's only been there for like a week.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're maybe even less.
Yeah, a little shaggy yet, but getting there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah. It's a rodeo mustache. It's like a deployment mustache when I was in the Marines. You deploy, grow a mustache. Rodeo, grow a mustache. Anyway, Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to tie all this in together, but let's talk about you for a minute. The Reading Rodeo Association is 75th year, as you know. This year, we voted to hire a general manager, and it was you.
And is this the first general manager?
This is the very first general manager the Reading Rodeo Association has had.
Wow.
And there's a good reason for it. And the reason for it is that we've grown so much, and we are totally a volunteer organization. And as we've seen other rodeos across the country, they've grown so much because of all the interest in rodeos. So many people come to them, so many people enjoy them, that frankly, we just don't have time. Not especially for putting on the rodeo those days, but everything that leads up to it. So tell us who Cindy is. How did you get into this?
My sister won a pony in a coloring contest when I was a kid, and the rest is history.
Sister won a pony at a baseball game in Wilson, North Carolina.
That's how I got into horses and rodeo. But I'm so happy to be here in Reading and working with all my friends at the Reading Rodeo. It's like you said, the sport of rodeo has exploded, especially after the pandemic. People came back, and they want, quite frankly, they want God and country, and we offer that. So the sport, the history, the tradition, everything that we offer is so amazing. And I have a lot of history in the sport of rodeo. I've competed. I worked at the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association for 20 years, and then I was at the St. Paul Rodeo in St. Paul, Oregon for 5.5 years as their first general manager, and dealt with some issues with redoing the contract with the city, and I dealt with, when I was at the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association, I handled all the government relations. So have a little bit of a different background to hopefully help. And you're right, it's the business part that is so hard. Great group of volunteers, the board members, the sponsors, our community love this event, but it's still a business, and you have to do all the taxes and the, you know, all the stuff that comes with running a business on top of putting on one of the biggest events with live national television here in Reading. So
yeah, it's on national TV for 4 days here, and it's a good way to show Reading and show the people of Reading and talk to the people of Reading through this.
Agreed. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just enhance everything that they put into place and try and use the Cowboy Channel live broadcast to show people what Reading has to offer. We have a unique platform, that national broadcast, which I don't know that any other sporting event or event here has in Reading. So we love, it's a beautiful place. There's a lot to offer. So we are trying to use that to really promote Reading and what Reading has to offer.
Yeah, the only times we're usually on national news is let's talk about a few of these, like the girls in the girls that were had their bikinis on in the sinks at Kentucky Fried Chicken years ago. That made national news.
Yes, it did.
The baby, the guy that dressed like a baby, remember that? I don't know if you remember that, but he had a diaper on, and he was getting government money to have a nurse with him. That was here. What was the other one?
One of the best coverages we had was pancake breakfast one time that went totally awry in the process of that.
Did that happen once?
Well, they were here for the pancake breakfast, and I've forgotten all the details, but it was not a pretty story.
Nope. But last year we were televised. And I believe.
Yes.
And in fact, so this is a big business. And before we break, this business, this rodeo brings in between $8 and $10 million every year to the city of Reading. Enough to resurface four soccer fields. That was before your time, Mark.
Yes, it was.
Anyway, hey, we got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, I mean, we're talking local here. It's a local bank. It's local board of directors. It's a great bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. They've got four branches, one down in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one, their newest branch on Ventura Street down there in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Give your child the gift of two languages. Tree of Life International Charter School, where love is our first language, now accepting applications for TK through 8th grade for the Spanish Immersion Program. La Maravillosa Escuela Pública Bilingüe in Anderson ahora está aceptando solicitudes para TK a octavo grado. TK está abierto para estudiantes que cumplen 4 años antes de abril 2. Estudiantes que hablan inglés o español adquieren fluidez superior en ambos idiomas y en un tercer idioma. Y todos gratis. Llame hoy para programar una visita a la escuela y inscribir a su hijo. La lotería de inscripción se llevará a cabo el 29 de marzo. Apúrense. 530-378-7040. Call now to schedule a tour and enroll your child. ¡Arriba! 530-378-7040.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Thursday the 16th of March. Yesterday it was 2022. On my cheat machine here, and it's up to 2023. Was that you, Liam? You fixed it, didn't you, buddy?
I didn't touch it.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe it fixed itself.
I was giving you a chance there to excel, young man. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Would you like to take this?
Well, you know, Four Winds Jewelry, that's just the best local jewelry store any town ever had. They have the only wash repair man, make beautiful jewelry, custom jewelry, do all your repairs. They have Indian jewelry. They have,
they got it all.
They've got it all, and they're locally owned, and they're there to work with you. Been around for many years.
Yeah, over 30 years.
30 years great over on Hilltop Drive.
Yeah.
Stop in and just chat with them. Surely you can find something you can't live without.
There you go. Linda never has.
I never have either, unfortunately.
You're going to be in trouble.
Oh, no. You know what? She understands I take a license. You know, I never, as I've told her, never let the truth get in the way of a good story. So, hey, I'm here with Cindy Schoenholtz.
Yes,
who is the general manager of the Redding Rodeo Association, hired this year because rodeo, in between that great 4 days we have, and everybody comes out and has a great time, is a business, and it's a big business.
And it can be a controversial business,
yeah.
And so that's one of the things I was really glad to see us get somebody that's in charge and watching all that, because they're out there. I deal with that. I have a grandson who is into cattle cutting. In fact, he's a world champion cattle cutter at 18 years old. But they are very involved with that same group of the PETA group and the people that are out there that are really throwing a lot of stuff at us.
Mark Mazzano was with us today, Redding Vice
Mayor.
That means next year. Yeah.
If I do a good job.
If you do a good job and you don't offend people, you'll be right up there, by speaking the truth, is here too. So rodeo, that's a good point. Rodeo right now is under attack in L.A. They're trying to ban, in fact, rodeo in Los Angeles County. I don't know the latest on that. You probably do.
Yes. The animal rights extremists want to end all use of animals. So rodeo isn't unique in that manner that they want to end pet shops, circuses, which they have to a large degree, any sort of exhibition with animals. So within L.A., they've introduced an ordinance that would ban certain equipment and that type of thing aimed at the sport of rodeo. It did get out of committee, but it has not gone any farther at this point. But L.A. is a whole different animal, and the rodeo industry has worked hard to be together and try and stop that. But that happens and depends on the municipality or the state,
sure.
And it's up to us to tell our story, and that comes back to, you know, why we're here, and to tell our story about the care of the animals and be upfront and answer people's questions. And the best thing that we have in rodeo and is we have all the fans there that see the livestock, and they see what amazing animals they are and how well they're taken care of. So that's the top point that we need. And we always need to be proactive and educate people about the care and treatment of rodeo livestock.
You know, I agree with all of that, but I think the one thing that we miss, look, My wife drugged me into Kiwanis in Chester Lake. They have a big food truck, and every year they go down to Red Bluff for the high school rodeo. And those young men and women are amazing. We are developing young men and women that have respect. When they come up and they order a hamburger, it's yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, thank you, ma'am. Well, one time I had a girl ride up on a horse to order her breakfast sandwich. And I looked at her and go, this is not a drive-through. But she was very, very respectful. And so that's what we're missing out on. And they're missing that in L.A. without having the junior rodeo programs. We have that up here. And we're giving those kids an opportunity to excel. It's what Americans really should be. You talked about God and country. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
Well, and you bring up such a good point, because part of the thing that's saving, specifically in the rural counties, our communities are the 4-H programs, the FFA programs, the things that these kids are learning and then going into the horses and the rodeo and all of that. There's a local restaurant out in Palisadro that she won't hire anybody that doesn't go through, for her bus boys and all those people that don't go through the 4-H program, FFA, because she said then she's guaranteed she gets a work ethic, a responsibility, a training level, a respect that she's not going to find in the normal kids.
Right.
Why do you want to get rid of that in our society?
And that builds character.
Oh, absolutely.
And that helps those kids. That, you know, when I was the coach at Simpson and I talked with Fortune 500 recruiters, you know what they look for in athletes, and this holds true to the rodeo, is here's three things that they look for. It carries more weight than the editor of the school newspaper. The athlete has demonstrated their ability to perform under pressure, competition. They've demonstrated their ability to work within a team. That's what they like. That's what you do in business. That's what you do here. And then the final thing is, if you've been selected to be a captain, you've demonstrated leadership. And that's what the big companies are looking for today. And we get that with these junior programs, like you say, 4-H, FFA. We need to do more of that.
Let's just throw some more in there. Eagle Scouts.
There you go.
The
Eagle Scout program.
Yeah,
has to count.
And we do. And we just had two Eagle Scouts on the show this week.
The young man that built the memorial at the airport.
That's right.
That thing is beautiful.
Yeah. Just a quick story. When I was on the board of supervisors, I started giving a plaque to the Eagle Scouts. I thought that was a once in a, you didn't get that many Eagle Scouts.
Right.
Wow, did I learn a lesson? I very quickly, every time I turned around, I was giving out an Eagle Scout award, and I did it through the county, but I was doing it myself.
Sure.
Got to be a very expensive proposition to give these plaques to all my Eagle Scouts in the 50s.
Well, there's a
lot of them out there.
And you know what? And Eagle Scouts down in San Diego County, close friends of ours, she became the scoutmaster, and she had five young men go all the way, all them tight, all them buddies, all went through to the Eagle Scout. And and they're all successful today in business. They're young.
Sure.
And very successful. And when we went to the, like I said, he was best man at my wedding. And so when his son, JC, was getting married, we went to it. And these kids came in from all over the world. A lot of them, you know, were working in international finance and things like this. They all came in. And it was just interesting to see that these five, and four of them were in, you know, done, and the other one in a different direction, but he's also doing well. So anyway, but all of this helps to build that the type of atmosphere that people love about a rodeo, Cindy.
Well, and absolutely. And we have the Reading Junior Rodeo Association, where we're bringing up young people in to learn how to work, to volunteer, to support their community. Some of them were at the council meeting the other night when we were able to talk about the 75th anniversary of the rodeo and, you know, supporting high school rodeo and teaching young people how to be responsible citizens. They learn that when you have animals, you have to feed them. It doesn't matter
that's
how
exactly
you feel.
Right.
Yeah, it's important.
Do you happen to have? I've seen the statistics on people go on animals that are in the rodeo in injuries, and it is something like only
less than 0.05%, I believe, because that was my job when I worked at the PRCA, was working with all the veterinarians and the Livestock Welfare and the Cutting Horse Association. And, yes, we have veterinarians on site. The livestock are the stars of the show. Absolutely. And we love showcasing them for people in the city that a lot of times would not have any opportunity to understand large animals, livestock, where they come from, that type of thing. So yeah. It's important to keep the rural traditions, Western traditions of Reading alive, and the Reading Rodeo Association is...
Animals are bred for this, and if, every so often you'll see at a rodeo, they'll bring out the mares and their foals. They'll come out, and they'll go come into the arena to be able to see that, just like bulls are. That the, you know, they've been breeding bulls to buck for a couple of decades for sure. And as John Growney said one time, the owner of Red Rock, he said, yeah, he says those bulls are maturing quicker than our cowboys are as far as, as learning, you know, and he says they're bigger, tougher, stronger. He says it's harder to ride today. So.
Yep, the Born to Buck programs are very important, and Bridwell Pro Rodeos is our stock contractor down in Red Bluff, and mm-hmm. they have amazing livestock. We love to watch them grow and come yeah. and get to the big leagues, which Reading is big league.
It is, and let's talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by PSA2 Fall Prevention Campaign. The PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. To see if you qualify for this program, give them a call at 530-842-1687. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging's Fall Prevention Program. We'll be right back.
Take a load off.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission. $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania Broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:35 in the morning here on Thursday, the 16th of March. And this portion of the show, yes, the sun shone yesterday. It's sunshining today. Is the perfect time to run over to Quick and Clean Car Wash. That's right. And clean up that mess of your car or truck. You know, the car washes start at $9. You're in there. Your car or truck comes out sparkling clean. A nice person at the end with a big fluffy clean towel wipes it off. It's just a good experience.
Exactly where I'm going as soon as the show's over.
Oh, my gosh. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free at Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros, right down the street from us. So we are here with Cindy Sean Holtz and Mark Mazzano. Mark Mazzano, Vice Mayor, of course, of Reading. And Cindy is the new General Manager of Reading Rodeo Association. Now, at the city council meeting, a couple weeks ago, you gave a presentation on the rodeo. It's our 75th anniversary, and I will just tell everybody, if you don't know already, I brag about it. I'm a member of the Reading Rodeo Association. They actually accepted me, and I broke my rule of joining a club or an organization that would let me be a member. And something came up during the presentation concerning leases with the Reading Rodeo Association. Cindy, would you like to elaborate on that?
Sure. I've had an interesting education on the Reading Rodeo grounds and the history, and since 1948 when John Balma brought the rodeo, which was an Anderson, to Reading. And there have been any number of different leases and different kind of things, and it's all wrapped up in the riverfront specific plan and all these kind of things that I have learned since I've gotten here. We have till 2026 on our current lease, and as anybody that puts on an event knows, that's not enough time. There are capital improvements. The rodeo grounds needs work, obviously. And it's the home to the Reading Rodeo Association, the Women's Rodeo Association, the Auxiliary, the Juniors, all of those things, and the Asphalt Cowboys. So we're working to tell our story, communicate how important the rodeo is, and see where we go, not only in the next few years, but the next 75 years, which is what we're starting now. So
now, the way I understand, and I've only been a member now for about a year, and that the city of Reading doesn't pay for any of the improvements down there, that we, you know, that we put in new lights, we do all the work because we have work parties out there every week when the weather's good,
and that's part of the current agreement with the city, and how it's always been, as far as I know, is that the Rodeo Association uses the money that they raise to make capital improvements, and we've recently put together a 501c3, the Friends of Reading Rodeo, to build up a capital fund to fix up the facility, to figure out, you know, where we go in the future. So it doesn't cost the city anything. Seems a lot of money going out in the city, but it's not coming our way.
We
take care of ourselves.
We have never asked for it. So, Mark, your thoughts on that? I mean, this facility and the Reading Rodeo Association and an extended lease.
Well, I have talked to the leadership over there, and I don't think their request is unreasonable. You know, they want to make the Reading Rodeo grounds better. They really do. And, you know, I go to the rodeo. My family goes to the rodeo. It's something that...
Let's make a change here. There we go. Anyway, when I met with the leadership of the rodeo, and I've met with them several times now, there's an ask. They want an extension on their lease, and they want to do it so that they can get capital funding.
Exactly.
And so I don't see what the issue is. I mean, you're looking at giving them a contract. Now, I've talked to the legal experts. We can come up with a contract that has an off-ramp into it. You got to believe, look, we just allocated $1.25 million, the council did. I wasn't part of that, but they're doing a riverfront-specific plan update with an EIR. That's going to take another year. We'll know in a year what the city wants. The best thing that came out of that deal was the fact that now they're going to have public workshops where you and I can go and tell MIG, this is what we want for our riverfront. This is what we want to see. We haven't done that yet. We had that workshop back when they first started this process, but it was all about how to declare land surplus. Well, get away from that. We know that. What I want to know is what the people want. What I want is I want another 75 years with the rodeo, and I want to give them the money, the lease, so they can get the money to do the capital improvements. When you go to the rodeo, you go, this could be nicer, this could be a little better, we could do that. But they need money to do it. And I'm not in the banking business, I don't know all the legalities of that, but I think it's reasonable for them to make the ask, and then for us to say, let's give them a 10, 15, 20 year lease. And then when we finally are able to move forward with the new vision of the riverfront, you know it's going to include the rodeo. It has to. If it doesn't, you're going to have 97,000 people in the city of Reading coming after you. And I don't want that. I believe in the rodeo and what they're doing. You know, Advance Reading came to us. Julie Dyer came to us and wanted an extension. We gave it to her. We gave her a 10-year extension on her contract. It's the way they do business. And so to do the same thing for the rodeo, I think, to me, is reasonable. It's not costing the city any money. And if we give them the extension, and then a bank says, no, we're not going to give you the money, well, that's not on our plate. The rodeo's got to deal with that. But we're not giving them the starting point that they really need. And that comes with an extended lease. And that's what I want. And that vote went 3-2. Michael DeQuisto and I would love to give them the extension, but we can't get the other three council members to see it our way. I don't see how that hurts the city. I just don't see it.
Cindy, the extension doesn't mean the extension on a lease for 10 years means what to the Rodeo Association?
Well, there's a number of different scenarios that could happen, and the Rodeo Association got a little behind with COVID and everything on some of the capital improvements. We need to get back on track on that. But at this time, it doesn't make sense to put any funding into the facility except to keep it safe and attractive. We can't start any new projects with
a 3-year lease because we can't we don't have access to funds with a 3-year lease.
Right.
And like I said, you know, we have not asked for a dollar from the city. So,
and with a 501c3 with the Friends of Reading Rodeo that Bennett and Baron Browning have put together with some great folks on that board, that's where you get into grant funding, which is funding a lot of the projects within the city. But nobody's going to give you money if you don't have a long-term lease.
Exactly, if you don't have access to the land.
Right.
You're not going to get anybody convinced to put a lot of money into a project that can go away in 2 years,
right,
3 years.
Yeah, you'll see that in the grant application.
And when you see also the effect that the riverfront plan, I mean, what's it going to look like? And all this, you know, even though they're taking input in, what happens from there? I don't understand why an extension of a lease that something that's been here provides millions and millions and millions of dollars over the years to the city, and it doesn't cost the city anything.
Well,
I don't understand. I don't understand where the problem is.
As you pointed out, Mark, If they come forward with a plan down there to do that and they don't include the rodeo, that's going to be absolutely civil war time. The community is going to erupt. Yeah. Not just Reading, the whole county, the whole North State. The other time that we made national news was when the Cottonwood Group held their rodeo during the pandemic, if you will remember.
Yeah, right.
They still national news still
bring
on
it
that.
Up. They still bring it up. Exactly. Let's go to the phones quickly. Nick.
Real quickly, Mark, I want you to protect the taxpayers' property and make sure we get market value for it. I went to the homeless deal at the Civic Auditorium, and I was looking around at the building, and that's a magnificent building. I went to a recreational, some kind of meeting at City Hall the next Wednesday, this last Wednesday, a week ago, and Julie Dyer was there, and she went on and on and on about what a good building that is and how little maintenance it really requires. Yet I hear Barry Tippin saying that we need to factor in that it's going to cost a lot of money to demolish that. When you sell, don't let them take that property for nothing. When you sell it to them, make them pay for that building. It's their responsibility if they don't want it to tear it down. Thanks. Have a great day and nice show.
I'm not in favor of selling that property. That belongs to the people. Now, look, we've got...
Thanks, Nick.
We're going to spend $1.25 million, which, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. I didn't support that. Economically, I don't think it's a good thing to do right now, not with the way our economy is. Coming out of the pandemic, looking at a recession, you want to spend $1.25 million to tell us what a beautiful riverfront we can have. We don't have the money to build out whatever they came and bring to us.
We have five people we've elected to make those decisions. You want to have meetings and you want to educate the people that are going to make the decision, then you have the five city councilmen have meetings, listen to what the public wants, and move forward. You don't need a committee to make decisions. That's why you people were elected.
I agree with you on that. And so for me, I look at what they're doing out there, and we're all trying to get along. I think we keep the dialogue open. A little more transparency would be appropriate here, working with the rodeo and the city and the various departments within the city, okay? But I'm still stuck on the fact that at some point, MIG, and it'll be within a year, is going to bring us this grand plan of what the riverfront could look like, what the people want. I think that's great. We don't have the money to build it. And we're not going to have the money to build it in the next 5 to 10 years. I don't see that. I don't see the community growing to that point, the tax base growing to support that kind of development. Of course, we do with a lot of grants and stuff, but to give the rodeo an extension on their lease of 10, 15, 20 years and say, look, here it is, but know this. When we get ready to build this plan and you're included in it, your lease goes away. You're now part of the big team. And I think that's doable.
Okay.
We could always get money from the electric company and put it into this and then forgive it.
I'm not going there.
Okay. We got to take a break. Dale, hang on through the break. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the tools and the music is the feelings with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you.
My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only Dish Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, the 16th of March, 7:51 in the morning, 47 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day today. And my guests today are Cindy Schoenholtz, who is the general manager of the Reading Rodeo Association. She was hired this year. Rodeo has become a big business, and we're in the top 25 in the nation right here. National TV coverage for the 4 days and much more. And, of course, Mark Mazzano, the vice mayor of Reading, who is joined us today as we're discussing leases and this. But let's go to the phones. Dale, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good, Dale.
I got a couple points I just wanted to kind of chime in here with real quick. Trish taught me years ago the only time you do a study is just to kick the can down the road because you don't want to address the problem. Let's face it, the majority already knows what they want to do. They're not going to listen to workshops. They're going to do what they're going to do. The second point would be, you guys keep saying, I can't understand why they're not going to give them a lease. Let's address that elephant in the room. We all know why. It's the corrupt Bethel majority don't want to do anything other than what supports themselves. Just my 2 cents.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Yeah, I've never liked the ideas of putting groups together, like, as you know. When Mike DeQuist was on, we have a sound. Do we have that sound right now? Okay, we don't. Of a can being kicked down the road.
You know, I was an elected official for 20 years in this community, and I think I voted for possibly 4 or 5 committees during that period of time. I always felt that we were elected to make those decisions. That's what the people are paying for, and it made no sense to spend staff time and energy to educate a bunch of people who were not going to make the decision.
Right.
It just never made any sense to me.
Well, you rely on staff to give you their best recommendation based on their professional experience. I don't know everything there is to know on the council.
Absolutely not.
I read the staff reports, I interview the directors, and I ask questions. If I don't understand it, you don't understand it. Now, maybe Carl does, but there's a lot of us that don't.
Yeah.
And, Trish, maybe you understand it and Carl doesn't, but...
That'd be closer.
But okay. But so I ask those questions. I go to the Planning Commission meetings. I go to the CSEC
Find an
meetings.
Expert. You talk to people like Michelet. You talk to the people that do rodeo. That's how you make your decision. You
right.
talk to all the people that know the subject. And as an elected person, that's how you then form your opinion.
Well, your opinion, and for me, my opinion is based on what's good for the community.
Exactly.
I take the personal side out of it. I don't let things in my private life influence my decisions on the dais. It's got to be good for the county and the city. And otherwise, I'm not in favor of it.
But to a certain extent, Mark, when we elect people, we're taking into consideration how they feel about things and
well,
how
sure.
they presented themselves, because that is part of your decision making.
Yeah.
You can't remove how you personally feel totally from a decision.
Well, I'll give you a classic example. The statement was made about the casino and the gambling, and people are against it. Well, if I were to think like that, Trish, look, I've got two brothers, a sister. My mother was, my grandmother was, an alcoholic. Now, if I let that interfere with my decision-making, then I don't want any more bars in the restaurants in Reading.
There you go.
So you take that out of the out of the picture here, and you go, this is good for this city. This is good for Shasta County. And you're not going to make everybody happy. I learned that a long time ago on the highway patrol. You can't make everybody happy, but you try. And in some cases, you just can't. You have to agree to disagree. And in this instance here, we're not agreeing about a lease on the rodeo. And I'm in favor of it. I think it helps them, and it doesn't cost us anything.
And if they're worried about the riverfront specific plan, just include that into it. That, okay, they've got a 10-year lease, okay, so then we're going to ensure that they're taken care of in the new plan. Anyway, Cindy, let's finish on something a little bit happier.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to argue a little bit with him. You can make people happy. You bring them to the rodeo.
Well, of course.
Do you see sad people at the Reading Rodeo?
Of course.
No. And that's what we're about, is bringing smiles.
I've seen a bull rider, and I look real happy.
Yeah, well.
But the bull was very happy. Getting tickets for the rodeo. I mean, they are selling out. We are selling out right now.
We are 62 days and 11 hours from pulling the chute gate and bucking some horses and bulls by the river. And we are so excited. And we do want to talk about that, because it's not all about politics. We are going to have a great rodeo. The history is so important. It's the 75th. We're going to have a Hall of Fame. We're going to induct some people that have, you know, given their blood, sweat, and tears to this organization. And we're going to start it off on the 13th of May with our steak feed. And then on the 15th, we bring some special kids in and have an amazing special rodeo. And then we roll into our Hall of Fame dinner on the 16th. And then on Wednesday, the 17th of May, we have Extreme Bulls and Barrel Race. And that starts off the whole rodeo. And we are really so excited. And the Cowboy Channel will be back. We've talked about that. That's important for this community. We could have a rodeo without it being on TV, but it gives us an opportunity to showcase the community. All of our volunteers, they work year round. As you know, as a member, we have Ooh. Meetings. You're the chair of our program committee, which, sorry about that.
Did I get sniped walking in on that one.
You're late for a meeting, you get you in nothing but trouble.
We have some really interesting things. We have the 35th anniversary of Lane Frost riding Red Rock, which was the most famous bull ride in the sport of rodeo ever. That happens on the Saturday night of our rodeo. That's a big deal. There was a movie made about Lane Frost, and they moved that event to Oklahoma. So some people don't realize that out of 306 times, nobody rode Red Rock. Finally, he comes to Reading, Lane Frost rode Red Rock, right here in that arena by the river.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Where can we get the tickets?
We can get the tickets.
Because I know it sells out. I was the victim of that several times now. I've been here a little over 20 years, and I go down there to buy, it's sold out.
You can go to readingrodeo.com, and you can buy tickets on there. You can contact our ticket office. The phone number's on our website. Tickets are available. It's a great time to buy them. They're reserved seats, so you can pick your seat. It's going to be a pretty epic time. And that's really, we're shifting gears a little bit now. We're trying to put the politics aside and really plan to make this the best guest experience. And we have contestants, and we have John Payne, the one-armed bandit, coming back. We have chuck wagon races, mutton busting. That has to be our focus now, because we don't want to lose sight of what our goal is. The city council has to take care of that, and the mission of the organization.
It is now March, and the intensity is picking up to get it ready. Last year I was out power washing the whole arena, so it kind of gives you an idea, you know, that, I mean, all the way down to that. The tickets are on sale right now. I think, you know, Saturday night, which is also military appreciation and night, and those always go fast. Thursday night is family night, so you can get some, you know, still tickets available for that. But, yeah, go to Reading Rodeo Association's website.
ReadingRodeo.com, and we just have a lot of stuff. The Asphalt Cowboys have their parade.
Rodeo Week at Jefferson County
is huge.
Memorial. It's just the best time ever.
The United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard is back. They've been here for like 10 years. The reason they come back, two reasons. One, the main reason is the way that this community
treats them.
Treats them.
Love coming here.
And second is because so many people show up, national TV. Yeah, it's good for the Marine Corps. But it's also good for Reading. So.
Those guys are cool. I met them last year.
They're incredible. Yeah, well, they're just incredible.
They come back
some
with a new group.
Those are huge horses.
They are.
Anyway, we have to run. We're over time right now. But, Cindy, thanks a lot for being with us. ReadingRodeo.com. And Mark Mazzano, thank you for the support for one of the institutions here in Reading. We'll be right back with Chris Street, who has been offered the, from what I understand, been offered the job as the county's new
executive officer.
We'll be right back.
With a beautiful wife, and you may ask yourself,
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
House committee that the DHS does not have complete operational control of the border. Well, it may be an American drone, but it's Russia that's trying to salvage what it can of the unmanned aircraft that it caused to crash in the Black Sea. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Austin says he's been on the phone to his Russian counterpart.
We take any potential for escalation very seriously, and that's why I believe it's important to keep the lines of communication open.
And now Poland says it has plans to supply Ukraine with a dozen MiG-29 fighter jets. Ukraine's government has been pleading with the West for aircraft to battle the Russians. Stocks have turned positive on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 68 points, the NASDAQ ahead 117, and the S&P trading 24 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
British military officials say Russian attempts to storm a town in Ukraine's Donetsk province appear to have bogged down.
The Ministry of Defense says that this slowing down follows repeated extremely costly failed attacks over the past 3 months, owing in part to Ukraine's successful adoption of remote anti-armor mine systems, a specialist artillery shell that scatters anti-armor mines as far as 10.6 miles away from the firing unit. According to British analysts, recently Russia has only achieved notable tactical successes in the east in Bakhmut, where the Wagner private military company is fighting, and the Russian military's drive for progress in Vuhledar, may have been partly motivated by Wagner's success. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Credit Suisse announcing it will move to shore up its finances by borrowing nearly $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. News and analysis at townhall.com. Just when you thought you didn't have to worry about losing that stove you like so much.
According to Arizona Representative Debbie Lesko, the Biden administration is coming for your gas stove, with efforts to ban at least 96% of them. Lesko's article in the Washington Examiner described the backdoor ban by way of outrageous regulations that only 4% of gas stoves will meet, excluding all conventional freestand ranges. She said the move is not being undertaken by elected representatives, but rather unelected bureaucrats and the Department of Energy. The administration claims the stoves cause health issues. Conservative lawmakers say it's another Biden administration attack on the energy industry. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
California's 11th atmospheric river hit the state hard yesterday, bringing more flooded roads, landslides, and toppling trees in the southern part of the state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM in your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Because it's Thursday morning.
Today is the 16th of March, 2023, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm. It's National Panda Day.
National Panda Day.
Ooh. I love watching those things on like the reels and stuff, the pandas when
pandas are cute.
They come out and they're in their handler or their Asian lady, and they just swarm her, and it is so funny watching them up. You know, they literally pull her down on the ground to steal the food. It's just cute.
They almost have human characteristics when they're acting.
It seems like
them.
It. Yeah.
They do.
Anyway, good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 47 degrees downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 64, a low of 38, clear skies. On Friday, increasing clouds, a high of 65. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a low of 42. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 65. And on Saturday night, showers likely, a low of 48. On Sunday, showers, a high of 58. Sunday night, chance of showers, a low of 45. On Monday, we're looking for rain, a high of 57, a low of 43, and then rain through the next week, most likely, just off and on throughout, and pick up a couple more inches of rain during the next week or so. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you know, Liam handed me the latest lake level report, and from Shasta, and it's 58 feet below full pool, and it went up 5 feet. In 24 hours. So, is that right? 5 feet? Or
yeah.
5 inches?
Well, no, it went up 5 feet.
Right.
We had 4 inches of rain, at the fire station in Anderson, in a 12-hour period. That's a lot of rain. I think we had most of it within an hour. I've never seen that much rain come down at one time.
The storage, is estimated at 3 million acre feet. The lake elevation at the same time last year was 939. So it's a total capacity of 65%.
Hmm. And it's coming up about a quarter of a foot per hour at this point.
Wow. Well, I guess that works. So.
Hey,
our guest today is Chris Street. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
And Chris Street has been offered the job, from what I understand in everything I read, as the county's administrative officer.
Executive officer.
Is it executive or?
A chief executive officer.
Chief executive officer. Yeah, and there is a difference.
There is a difference, but I thought it was CAO.
There is. When years ago it was executive officer. We changed it to administrative officer. When this new board took over 2007, they changed it to executive officer again. And there is a difference there in the way things are handled within the county.
Okay.
But he is this executive officer.
Let's talk about you first. Tell us about Chris Street.
Well, Chris Street happens to be a kid who went to Pine Street School. My family moved up here, and I was a little Hispanic kid that got adopted in Reading and grew up on 10th Street in the alley on 10th Street.
Wow.
Not exactly the finest location, but I want to tell you, as a kid, we thought that was great. You know, one of those box houses with a giant swamp cooler and the screened-in porch, so in summer you'd sleep out on the porch. And it was just such a wonderful place. And I went to Pine Street School. I went to Manzanita. I went to Magnolia and Cypress. And then my parents moved when I was about 8 to Santa Clara. My dad became a very successful engineer, and I, on a public school education, was able to go to great universities and got in the finance business and really had a tremendous life. And I just, my parents were here. We would always come back. And then at one point I thought I could, I could do this every 6 weeks. I got in their late 80s. And then those nice 911 people here, the public service 911 got my number, and they had me on speed dial, and it was every 6 days.
Mm.
619 miles. Imagine that in the middle of the night. The phone would ring. I'd answer it. My wife would pull a pillow over her head because she knew I had to go. And, so we moved. Think about, I finally got so hard. I came home one day and told my wife, I've rented you a house and we're moving in 4 days. And she said, yes. Had to do it. And so I'm back here. Didn't realize I'd come back here. We'd always come in the summer. But now I'm here, and it was just the right time and the right situation. And it has been so incredible, from living in Newport Beach and all that hustle and bustle and quote-unquote success, to understand what a really successful community that Shasta County and Reading is.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that. The moving from Southern California, I moved from there. And, I had a good life what I was doing, but moving up here was a decision, and staying here was a decision that Linda and I made. And we've never looked back on that.
Well, we did that in 77, and we moved to Shasta County, and never look back. It's the best place in the state of California.
So you came back here, and when did you get back? You say 4 years ago?
A little over three years ago.
So you've been kind of observing everything that's been going on around here.
Oh, absolutely. It's very interesting. My perception of Shasta County and Reading was so much different than actually getting here. I sort of thought this is a regular community. What absolutely astounded my wife and I is the volunteer network, the things that people do for each other. I mean, my parents had been really, really sick, and they were hiding it, and the neighbors, were just exhausted taking care of them before we moved up here. But, to have that kind of community and to have that kind of volunteer base and the things they do. Yesterday I saw John Anderson at the Good News Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
The kind of commitment to community. I mean, you don't find that any other place, and those are important things to my wife and I, and it's just like the glue that, keeps this place together.
Well, we had a writer from The Nation. I don't know what kind of article you wrote on us, but The Nation is somewhat of a liberal magazine. It's been around a long time, in
right.
the 1860s. And when he was asking me questions, and of course it's about the Board of Supervisors, this is several weeks ago, I said, we're so much, and this is the part that I don't like when people call, I said, you just don't, we're a good community here, and you're you're making it sound like we don't care about people and all that. And so he took 2 hours, and we drove around Reading. I showed him the Good News Rescue Mission, showed him One Safe Place, talked to him about our schools, our hospitals, and showed him on paper that we're one of the top three giving cities in the nation, that we raised $1.1 million during Giving Tuesday for our local nonprofits and all this.
In the county.
In the county. It wasn't just Reading, but it was the – yeah, it was the county.
I always have to kind of coach him because he tends to center on the city of Reading. Not everybody lives in Reading.
No, and that, you know, this is how many people we are. This is how many veterans live up here. And he asked me the question, is it used to be Democrat here? Well, but it shifted to Republicans.
40-some years ago.
Yeah, 40-something years ago. And I said, well, I don't think it's the people that have changed. It's the parties have changed. And – he wrote that down. I don't know if it would be in the article. But at least I wanted to give us a fighting chance, you know, that said we're more, you know, we're a good community. The North State's a good community. Shasta County is a good community. And just because you disagree in politics doesn't take away the rest.
And the articles that have been written, the nationwide news that we've been getting has been so slanted from what this community really is. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think you got to understand that the media, the national news media, their world is moving from master of the universe to flyover country. I mean, you understand that you said 40 years ago. You understand 40 years ago that Jerry Brown in the 1974 financial crisis, they ran out of cash, couldn't make payroll. So they cut infrastructure spending in the state from 17% to 3% to make payroll. And then eventually it got to 0.75%. They got lucky because that's just when the China labor outsource started. So you had this combination of taking away the real, you know, machine of water and power that drove manufacturing. You know, remember California was the manufacturing capital, not just of the United States, it was of the world.
Yes.
And, you know, it got its knees cut off when you took away the water and the electricity. Because if you look at manufacturing, I've run really big manufacturing companies with thousands of people, that labor is 8.5% of cost and energy is 13.5% of cost. So if you have high energy costs because you don't invest in it, you're going to destroy your manufacturing base. And, you know, the national media, they don't do things with their hands. They don't know how to do that. And so now they're very resentful for the fact that their world is going away. China, that game is over. You know, we have these big cycles in America, last about 40, 45 years. The 40 miles on the California coast is about to become, and on the coast of California and on the East Coast, is about to become flyover country, and the interior is going to have this massive economic boom, you know, built on manufacturing, built on agriculture, built on the things that America used to dominate. It's all going to come back.
Okay. It's going to come back.
We need to take a break. Here, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell has started her company in 1993, and she's been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners ever since. She treats her customers as she would her friends. We do business with Judy Maxwell Insurance, and we're very happy with that. Two different divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan, a 401k, your insurance, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back with Chris Street.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your life style. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not, no. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Trish Clark and Carl Bach, 8:22 in the morning here on the 16th. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's truly an expert when it comes to workers' compensation, and you need an attorney that knows the rules and it's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. 530-262-2168 is his phone number for a free consultation. Our guest today is Chris Street, who has been offered the job of the Shasta County CEO. I know that you don't want to get into specifics, but what are your philosophies? How about that? A philosophy of how a county should be run.
Well, I think as government, you shouldn't be the yeast. You shouldn't be the one that creates all the controversy and the battles. You know, there's 90% of what goes on in government that should be, you know, trying to be efficient, effective, and, you know, contribute to an environment where business can absolutely prosper. Unfortunately, and the other 10%, you know, people can go at that over on the side. But day to day, I was involved in exposing Bob Citron in Orange County because of his leveraged investment scheme, and I tried to stop it, and I got attacked viciously for because you know, they had their game going on. And then when the county filed bankruptcy and they'd been fighting like crazy, the sides, all of a sudden it's as if the smoke cleared and everybody had to get along and make it work. And it was really an amazing experience, because when you kind of separated the politics out of it and you just wanted to get – things had to get better, you know, people had to make payroll, things like that had to happen – everybody cooperated, and it was an amazing turnaround. You lost $2.6 billion, a horrible loss, a devastating loss, and you became more efficient and more effective, and the county prospered. I hate to say that it was good for the county, but the radical requirement to change made the county more successful and made people work together, and that lasted for a while. Of course, eventually it all fell apart, but you know, but at the time it was a demonstration that government, when it's necessary, can really do great things. And I was involved in a lot of those issues.
So here in Shasta County, you've been living here 3 years, so it's not like you flew in.
Right.
So you've watched what's happened over the 3 years. There's a lot of, what's the right word I'm looking for? A lot of discontent. And some of it has changed. Supervisor recalled. We just had the election. Now
a new majority.
And the majority
of direction
of the people of Shasta County. Not all MAGA people.
No, certainly not.
Certainly not. If you look at MAGA being really hard right wing, which I don't, I think Make America Great Again covered up 70 million people, obviously, when they voted. So the county is heading in a new direction. You take your marching orders from the board. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. But I think that, remember, this is a county where you have a board, then you have a CEO, and the CEO has a lot of control of the operations. Now, the policy of the operations and the budget, you know, that clearly the board has control of that. But the most important issue is that you have to have somebody who has the ability, you know, to get the job done. And that's, you know, I had this experience from Orange County in the bankruptcy. One of the first things I did, you know, there were two bankruptcies, the one that didn't happen and the one that happened. The bankruptcy of the county happened, but the pension plan, all this kind of financial leverage. And remember, what Orange County was doing is the same thing that Silicon Valley Bank was doing. They were buying government bonds. They were using derivatives on top of it to get leverage to make higher than anybody else's earnings. And it works for a long period of time, but when it doesn't work, you bankrupt the place. So I was able to be on the pension plan and be a part of the restructuring of the pension plan, which meant you have to really work with the unions and the employees. And everybody was cooperative because of the pain. I then went back and did my business, and, you know, I was running companies all over the place. And I came back in 2006 and was the elected treasurer of Orange County because there were some issues. And I managed, because of my background, to be picked to be on a 5-member advisory board that worked with the state of California, the state treasurer's office, in, you know, how to make payroll literally for the state.
Well, the cost of labor keeps going up for everybody. The part that some people don't understand is when people took city, county, federal jobs, it was at lower salaries, because it had, at the end, it had a retirement. And now that has grown, where salaries are much higher than the average salary of the inhabitants of that are paying the taxes for this. How do you address that?
Well, I think it's being addressed already. If you take a look at Shasta County, the wages, you know, for the last 20 years have been less than the state. They've kind of trailed down at a big discount, you know, maybe 12-14% lower wages than the rest of the state. If you look at the latest numbers, Shasta's turning up and the state is turning down. By July, you're going to cross, you know, this is the cross the T, they say. You're going to cross the T for wages. Average wages in Shasta County are going to cross the
You're talking
state
about
average.
not the city, not the government.
But I'm saying the general wages. It's been wage suppression for workers. I mean, the offshore China labor model was really wage breaking, wasn't it? That's really what it did. It broke American wages, and you know, people on the coast they got to be masters of the universe, and they reinforced themselves that they could then do like little petty, you know, charity and such like that. They could go to fancy balls and say, "Oh, I support the little people," and they talk about the little people. They don't care anything about flyover country. They see their world, and they've been playing that. Their world is going away. And what's coming back is this manufacturing. You know, the highest paid profession here is forestry. People do not realize that there's a wildly big demand right now for forestry. It's turning up. We're not going to send logs to China and they process it into paper. You know, you close the paper mill here not because it was more profitable to do it in China. China was demanding that you send jobs there to have their markets open so they wouldn't put tariffs. So you lost the paper mill here. You killed this town. It was hard for people.
South County totaled it.
Oh, I mean, just devastating, right?
Well, do you see a paper mill coming back?
Absolutely. I see probably two or three. I mean, you live in the place that was the absolute – this place won the war. Do you realize that in World War II and World War I, it was American manufacturing. It was American resources. In the United States, you consume 150 gallons of water per day per capita. In China, they have 21. You know, water is a very powerful. It moves. It can be used. It's the input that you just can't buy for a reasonable price. You can't create it. Here in California, as you notice, we either get too much of it or not enough of it.
We don't manage it.
Well, that's right. You haven't built – did you know that there are 6 dams that are approved in California, and they haven't been – by the federal government, hasn't been approved by the state?
We're here with Chris Street, who has been offered the job as the county executive officer, and we're going to take a break here and come back. I want to address one thing that's been flying around and let him address this. But if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car or bicycle, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community.
I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bond. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. It's not an assisted living facility. This is just a great place. Super accommodations are pet friendly, gourmet food. They've got it all at River Commons Senior Living, and they've got a new program for moderate income people. You can give them a call at 530-221-2121 and talk to Brian or any of the friendly people down there. Find out about that program, set up a tour, and go on down, see why so many people love River Commons Senior Living, Northern California's premier retirement community. Trish and I are here with Chris Street, who's been offered the job as CEO here for Shasta County. It's amazing how people go immediately to the lowest rung they can. And one of the things that I had not seen but have heard about was that they were questioning your divorce. That there's questions about your divorce. Can you tell us about your divorce?
Well, for somebody who just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary on February 9th, to see in the paper that online that I had been divorced in 2017 to a woman's name. My wife is Victoria Street. That's been that way for 43 years. And all of a sudden, the lead of the nastygram was that he's divorced. And
which has no relevance whatsoever to the position of CEO.
But it's about pain, right? I mean, so that people, we go to church and things like that, and people look at you askance. You could see it. It was just, it was so mean and so unnecessary. They were trying to trigger me, as they say, so that I would go mean, and I'm not going to do that. I don't take the bait. It's just a sad statement that, as you said, have to go to the lowest rung of the ladder.
Yeah. Let's go to New California.
Sure.
You are the vice president of that organization?
Yes.
Okay. What is New California?
Well, New California is an organization that was started by a person I knew during the Orange County bankruptcy named Paul Preston. And he was involved with me during the bankruptcy and the restructure. And then he started an organization, I believe 2014, 2015, called New California that said you need to split the state because the state has different kinds of economics, different kinds of culture. And he called me up and said, Chris, the state's going to fail. And I go, I know that. I was on the financial board during 2009, 2010. I've seen all the cash flows. It's going to fail, but not now. And he goes, what? I go, every wine in its time, this isn't going to happen. Eventually it will. And so in 2018, I shock him in October and call him up and I say, it's happening. Because you could see that this business model for the state of California was really eroding fast. 0.5% of California taxpayers pay 40% of the taxes. And I said they'd have a financial crisis, probably 2021, and it would have been in 21 except for the massive amount of COVID money that came in. But the wolf's back at the door, and the wolf's actually torn down the door.
In what ways?
Silicon Valley Bank. Let's just say the state of California's revenue. Now, you know, for most businesses, if they had a 20% drop in revenue, it'd kill them. State of California's tax revenue collection in the month of January, with 2.2 million more people working this year than a year ago in January. A year ago it was $34 billion. This January it was $19
billion. Whoa.
That's 42% drop. You know, there was a secret little $15 billion quietly passed to Silicon Valley Bank in the middle of January from the San Francisco branch of the Federal Home Loan Bank. The administration had to be involved in that. And, you know, they filed bankruptcy 6 weeks later. Where did the public's $15 billion go? That's how bad it is.
So in 1 year we had this, millions of dollars.
We had a surplus.
A surplus, and the next year we're in the hole by double that.
Well,
so
according to the figure.
To the figures, but then, you know, figures can be pushed around and those different things. So, but going back to so you joined the organization because you think that California is too big.
Well, it's not that it's too big. It has two separate cultures and economies, and they don't really play together. In fact, the economy, the state used to work together, and in 1974 I talk about this, that's when they cut infrastructure spending. Mm-hmm. So the infrastructure spending didn't bother the urban core. You know, it was they look at the people in the urban core, look at people out here in the hinterland, you know, as flyover country. And so they don't care, and they're not going to invest in them, and they just let them stew in their own juices. But if you do that, then all the business model is concentrated along the coast, and now the coast is failing. It's over. They're not going to be able to bring it back. There's no magic. All these people have been sold this idea that we're, you know, the new tech revolution. And so, well, there's always a tech revolution. That cycle is over, and because of it, the state of California is so terribly indebted that they actually don't have a current financial statement. Their last audited financial statement for the state of California, I believe, is 2020. So they're the only state in the country that doesn't, you know, have an audited financial statement within 6 months at the end of their fiscal year, which ends on July 30th or June 30th each year, and starts on July 1. I mean, imagine that you're 2 years in business, 2 years without publishing an audited financial statement. No bank will lend you money, and nobody in Wall Street now will lend California money. They're on their own.
And in the process of building up the technology industry, they've completely destroyed the manufacturing and agricultural and timber industry in the state of California, which was what was making the money.
What impact does that have here in Shasta County? Mm-hmm. You're painting a pretty dismal picture.
Well, just what I've said. Yeah. Agriculture, timber,
so the impact,
and manufacturing.
But
we lost if
Shasta
the
state
County.
Of California is in the throes of despair, what impact is this going to have on our county up here in your state?
It's as if the klaxon horn went off, you know, for danger, danger, danger in along the coast, and the race started, you know, for the next economic boom, you know, in rural California. Because remember, all the factories were here. You go down the 99, there was a factory every 5 miles. You know, these were big factories, and there'll be littler factories now. But the whole script is flipped, and New California realizes that California cannot now. They had the money to build those six dams. I talk about the federally approved six dams, and they always fight them and say it's environmental. No, it's not environmental. It's money. So we're going to form an organization that's going to build the six dams in California. That'll set off this giant manufacturing and agriculture and transportation boom. And you have to have a new entity, which is called Fresh Start, to do it. So I'm the financial guy for New California. I'm looking for the prize. And the prize to me is you need to build the machinery to support the boom.
We got to take a break here. Now, are you going to continue with New California as an officer?
I will drop off that. And I just think it's – I don't want to be the yeast, and I talk about this. I don't want to be the yeast of having – even though I believe it's going to happen whether I'm there or I'm not there. The die is cast. But I plan to be the guy that runs the machinery of government. And we're not, as government, we're going to have a policy not to be political.
Okay. We're with Chris Street, who's been offered the job as the county CEO. And we were just talking about New California. And he says he's going to be dropping, if fired, we'll drop out of that. Because you don't want to be the yeast in the bubbling up of things. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Bathens Avenue, my barbershop of choice for the last 15 years. Veteran-owned business that gives just great haircuts. I've never had a bad one there. They work by appointment, so it works on your schedule. 530-244-9478. Talk to either Tim or Logan, and they'll set up a time that works for you. Man's Last Stronghold, there at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Tomorrow, we have House of Realty joining us for an update on everything that's happening in real estate in Shasta County. See, all of Shasta County.
Thank you,
Trish. Let's see who else. We may have a couple other surprises on too.
Who knows?
There's so many people, you know, calling me to be on the show, and I'm just trying to, you know, put them into spots so that we can keep, you know, the daily dialogue moving.
Which is what the community likes about the station is because we try to focus. You guys always try to focus on what's happening in this community. Get these people out here so people can ask them questions and hear the real facts.
That's the big thing. We haven't even addressed some of the things that are happening around here because we just haven't had a chance. But we're going to be running into a lot of stuff that could affect our community next week. And we'll be jumping on that on Monday. But our guest today is Chris Street, who has just been offered the job as Shasta County's CEO, and questions about his philosophy, which he's addressed. He believes that California is on a downward trend. However, that this doesn't mean disaster for Shasta County, as long as what?
Well, I think it means just the opposite. I think that the 40 miles on the coast, that saw us as flyover country is about to see itself as flyover country. That's why there's so much turmoil. That's why there's so much angst. That's why the media is going off. Their world is being rocked, and they didn't feel bad about your world being rocked. That was you were flyover country. Everybody can start to sense that, the second biggest bank failure in the world took place in about 30 seconds, Silicon Valley Bank. And all its little tentacles and such like that. And, hours later, the third largest, bank insolvency took place.
But Silicon Valley wasn't the second largest bank.
Second largest entity
in America?
Second largest failure.
Okay,
in the history.
Failure. But it's like the 16th largest bank what I read. It's the 16th largest bank in America, but it was the biggest one since... In memory.
Well, Washington Mutual was the biggest during 9 and 10. Yeah. So this is, it would have been the record had not it been for Washington
Mutual.
Okay,
I see what you're saying.
But
I see what you're saying.
The scale of it, remember, they didn't even let it go down. They stabilized it because it was going to take all its tentacles down. And the tentacles are going to go down. They're just going to go down slowly now. But for rural California, all of this business model has fallen off the coast. All this tax revenue has fallen off. There's not going to be any capital gains, SPACs, cryptocurrency, all these things that, Santa Clara and San Francisco and that deals involved in. It's going to go to a new – it's what America's made for. It's made for these cycles that go fast. And we invent the world, and California always invents the world. We've been doing this since they discovered gold here in 1848. America had had six financial crises before 1848. They discovered gold, and within 5 years, the United States had five times the gold of the Bank of England, which ran the world, right? So all of this happens in California. The war with, you know, we built 62% of all the planes, 42% of all the ships. I mean, that's just California. We invent the future. And so what's going down in, you know, in Silicon Valley is their future is now the past. And our future here in Shasta County and rural California, all of rural California, is about to blossom. As I said, you can see the wages in Shasta County turning up, and we're going to cross the state average about July. Whoever talks about that? They talk
I've never heard that.
Well,
I never.
Get on board because this
no,
is the news.
I think it's great because this is a great place.
And we're talking, as you indicated, Shasta County wages, not Shasta County government wages.
Right. No, the Shasta
County is old.
Yeah. No, we're talking about the working, the men that women I mean, that I pay the attack.
Have, oh, my God, the new CEO is saying that county makes more money than anybody in the state.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a handle on what Chris is going to do as a CEO, because I've heard about China, I've heard about the dams, I've heard about the banks, I've heard about the world, I've heard about a lot of things, but I kind of want clarification on, you know, we do have a budget that's a bit out of control in Shasta County. We also have a situation in Shasta County where the people who do work for the county and the cities make more money than the private sector. I'm trying to figure out, being in the business community for 40 years up here and trying to figure out how he sees that Shasta County is growing economically, number one, and number two, what do we do as far as trimming the budget? What are you looking at as far as the county payroll? What are you looking about on all those things? I mean, what are we looking at as far as the jurisdiction of the Board of Supervisors, what they can do and what they can't do, because you keep talking about the state. I'm trying to figure out, rather than hearing all these different points, what exactly is the CEO going to do and what was he hired for? I'd like to hear that.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
Well, let's talk about, you know, what a CEO does. What a CEO does is he makes the system more efficient and effective. And the people here, the people in the county are, their role is to, you know, create an environment for fellows like Terry to be more successful. You know, business drives the economy. Government hopefully stabilizes the environment so that the economy can boom. And I think that there's been a lot of unhappiness. There's been a lot of issues. It's time for the CEO to not be part of the politics, to get higher productivity, and as I said, to work with people. I mean, I think there's been a lot of division they talk about. I don't believe in division. I think that's a bump in the road. I think you can get people to work together. I'm not going to comment about some of those issues that really are the supervisors. They're the captains. You know, we're the team. And I'm going to be a team. I don't believe in employee of the month. I believe in team of the month. And that's what I'm going to bring to the county. We're going to be the most efficient, effective. Right now, Shasta County caucuses in California as suburban. It's not suburban. It's rural. There are 27 rural caucuses. There are 14 suburban and there's 17 urban. So if we were to be rural caucus, we would then be the most powerful rural caucus in the country. You'd have 28 counties, you know, or Shasta would be Queen of the North, and they could organize all these other counties to work together on issues that affect us more effectively, both here in California and nationally. You talk about getting grants and, you know, trying to build the infrastructure we need. You gotta recognize who you are and celebrate it.
Okay. We've got about, a minute and a half. So, last word. You get last.
Well, I understand that. I understand that people, you know, want to attack any kind of change. I have such a respect for where I came from and where I am. And, you know, my mother survived you know, eight days in critical care in Mercy Hospital, and I'm kind of a guy that ran a hospital company, a big one. So I know the protocols and I know the, you know, the standards, and no 90-year-old lady survives, you know, 8 days in critical care. The quality of the care, the support from the community was just unbelievable. And then she comes out and just like a Shasta County person, you know what her nickname is now at the assisted living? Miss Feisty Pants. So I think that's what Shasta should be. We should be, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Feisty Pants. We're going to go do this and we're going to make a new future and everybody's going to see us as the model.
Okay. I can
sounds like a
that.
Positive attitude.
Yeah, we have to have that. And like you said, you don't want to be the yeast. And we need to kind of get everybody heading in a direction that we can all agree on. That and not everybody's ever going to agree on everything, but in a general direction. And start pointing in that way of building manufacturing, bringing back our logging industry.
Certainly the agriculture.
Yeah, getting Sykes Reservoir done, you know, all those things that will help us in the future. So, well, Chris, if you get the job, welcome aboard. Let's talk about stepping into a fire. Hope you brought your asbestos feisty pants with you.
I'm going to be transparent, and I'm going to be back here all the time. So
good.
Everybody here needs to know everything about government, and we'd all like it better if that took place.
Great.
Transparency, major
okay.
thing.
Okay, tomorrow, House Realty, you join us, like I said, and probably another surprise or two. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there. God bless America.
There ain't no easy way out.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.